Das ist vom Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 24. Text 25.
Yes.
25. Yasya anudasya vivasmat pitama kilam avrena tu svapitriyam yat utakuto bayam param diyamanam bhagavata paramiti bhagavato parate kalu svapitari. Yasya,
of whom?
The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anudasyam,
the service.
Eva,
certainly.
Asmat,
our.
Pitamaha,
grandfather.
Kila,
indeed.
Vavre,
accepted.
Na,
not.
To,
but.
Sva,
own.
Pitriyam,
paternal property.
Yat,
which.
Uta,
certainly.
Akutabhayam,
fearlessness.
Padam,
position.
Diyamanam,
being offered.
Bhagavataha,
then
the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Param,
other.
Iti,
thus.
Bhagavata,
by
the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Uparate,
when
killed.
Kalu,
indeed.
Svapitari,
his own father.
Translation.
Bali Maharaj said,
my grandfather,
Prahlad Maharaj,
is the only person who
understood his own
self-interest.
Upon the death of
Prahlad's father,
Hiranyakashipu,
Lord Nrisimhadev
wanted to offer
Prahlad his
father's kingdom,
and even
wanted to grant
him liberation
from material bondage.
But
Prahlad accepted neither.
Liberation
and material opulence,
he sought,
are obstacles to
devotional service,
and therefore such
gifts from the
Supreme Personality of
Godhead
are not
his actual mercy.
Consequently,
instead of accepting
the results of
karma and
jnana,
Prahlad Maharaj
simply begged the
Lord for engagement
in the service
of his
servant.
Purport by Srila
Prabhupada.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
has instructed
that unalloyed
devotee should consider
himself a
servant of the servant,
of the servant
of the Supreme
Lord.
Kopi bhartu
pada kamalayo
dasa
dasang dasaha.
In
Vaishnava philosophy,
one should not even
become a
direct servant.
Prahlad
Maharaj was
offered all the
blessings of
an opulent
position in the
material world,
and even
the liberation of
merging into
Brahman.
But he refused
all this.
He simply
wanted to engage
in the service of
the servant
of the servant
of the Lord.
Therefore,
Bali Maharaj said
that because his
grandfather,
Prahlad Maharaj,
had rejected
the blessings
of the Supreme
Personality of
Godhead
in terms
of material
opulence and
liberation from
material bondage,
he
truly
understood
his self-interest.
Bali
Maharaj said, my
grandfather,
Prahlad Maharaj,
is the only
person who understood
his own
self-interest.
Upon
the death of
Prahlad's father,
Hiranyakashipu,
Lord Nrisimhadev
wanted to offer
Prahlad
his father's
kingdom, and even
wanted to grant him
liberation from
material bondage.
But
Prahlad accepted
neither.
Liberation
and material opulence,
he sought,
are obstacles
to devotional
service, and therefore
such gifts from
the Supreme
Personality of Godhead
are not
his actual mercy.
Consequently,
instead of
accepting the
results of karma
and jnana,
Prahlad
Maharaj
simply begged
the Lord for
engagement in
the service
of his
servant.
So it is reported
that
once Srila Prabhupada
told
his servant
he had
a dream.
Normally we
don't dwell so
much on dreams.
In Krishna consciousness,
they can be very
likely
just
reflections
of our mental activities. The mind has no brain. Intelligence has another faculty, so the mind can puzzle and patch up all kinds of images which come out then in all kinds of confused form. So normally we don't dwell so much on dreams, but there are such dreams, and we know from Chaitanya Charitamrita who are spiritually inspired. So Srila Prabhupada said, I had last night a dream. I was called in front of Panchatattva, and I had to give a report about my preaching activities in the West. And I told Lord Chaitanya, and I told my Guru Maharaj was also present. I told them, these people in the West are so fallen, it seems like they have no chance for spiritual life. That is actually said in the Vedas, that those who live behind that big water there, on the other side of the globe, lakshas, yavanas, and all this, there is no hope for them, spiritually spoken. They are born in the most wretched conditions, covered by illusory energies so heavily that some of them can be hardly counted amongst human form of lives. And I was told, Prabhupada said by the Supreme Lord, that I am the one. Actually, the only way they can get spiritual life is by serving me. Prabhupada was explaining it like in a surprised form. He said, I was surprised. The next day his servant said, but Prabhupada, this is reality. This is what's happening right now. Yeah, probably it is so. So we should be always aware that there is no jnana, there is no yoga for us. There is only bhakti. Yoga, it's all mental creation, resulting in some kind of gymnastics, Bhaktivinoda said. Yoga is not gymnastics. Exercises. Yes, there is such a yoga, but the meaning of the word yoga means to link up with. Prabhupada gives actually a very simple definition of yoga. He goes, one and one is two. This is yoga. I cannot be, Prabhupada was a genius. It just couldn't be more simple. So immediately Prabhupada said, oh, you are yogi. So who you are linking up with? Most of the people don't have even an answer for that. They link up with their own bodies. That's all. They don't get beyond that. So that's not really yoga. It's gymnastics. Then jnana. What do we want to achieve? Jnani, but really jnani, there's a discipline. Tapo divyam. Without tapasya, there is no knowledge. So where is the tapasya? You know, this kind of guys with pipes, you know, and going, I think Veda, very nice. You know, you take the pipe away from him, he will collapse. You know, he will just not survive the day without these doses of nicotine. So what kind of jnani is this? You know, Prabhupada used to actually call such a people with fertile brains. Means, yeah, the brain is very fertile, it just grows everything out of it. You know. Yeah, sometimes an interesting thing, but it's just lots of weeds and, you know, it's like an uncultivated garden. So jnana is there, but it has to be cultivated like a garden. What is good, what is bad. No discrimination. So who is us? How can we prevail in this field? Collecting some academic information. Internet is great for this. The more you know, the more stupid you are. You know. As Mr. Picasso said when he saw the first computer, that's in the 70s, way back, he said, oh, this machine will answer all the questions you never asked. There's such a flow of information, you know. I have to know all this, right? I know what my friend had for breakfast in Australia. Great. It's very enlightening knowledge. Called Facebook, you know. I'm eating spaghetti. And then I'm eating tomato. big knowledge, you know. People waste their whole day with this. Devotees do this also. How do you feel? Well, how do I feel? I feel now like this. You know, I feel great. Well, I feel I have to go to the toilet. So what? When I come out of the toilet, I feel differently. So what's the big deal? Do I have to write it on Facebook? So people are just constantly wrapped into this massive, and that's actually intentionally done, to keep their minds busy, so they don't get to the point. They don't start to ask some very unpleasant questions, like who is me? Where do I come from? Where do I go to? That's the real questions. So this is, we have no choice. We have no chance. Srila Prabhupada was the one who came and made it very easy. He took the most complex thing, the Vedas, and he put it in the most acceptable form, just for us to understand. And still, we have a hard time, we know that. We would have normally no access to Bhagavata. We would have no access to Vedas. We would end up with all kinds of devotional images, but highly misunderstood, and very easy prone of offenses. It's very dangerous to approach actually Krishna in the wrong way. Krishna has a whole system. Maya in itself is just the guardian who will put even a paper Krishna in front of us. The false one. He looks like Krishna, but no, it's not him. So how will we actually get to the real thing? This is only possible by mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He's the one who actually channels through him, our devotion becomes real. And those who tried another way, I know I sound, people may call it fanatical. No, those, they are the living proof it doesn't work. First come bhakti, then comes sahajya, and then comes the local beer bar. You know, in Germany they have a joke for this. You know, from the beer bar to Govardhan and back. You know, from the pub to Govardhan and back again. You know, just, yes, when we come to the holy places, devotional feelings are so easily available. But again, not filtered and channeled through Prabhupada, we wouldn't know what to do with them. So that's called sahajya. You know, there is a feeling of devotion, but what to do with that? So Prabhupada gave a bhakti a real face, practical form. Yeah, he gave us practical engagement. And he was very restrictive. When devotees start to, actually the whole trouble in ISKCON started when devotees start to go to India. That's where actually the real first crisis came up. Because they start to sample and collect all these things which were actually not from Prabhupada. So, you know, until then, it was just a bunch of hippies, you know. I Prabhupada have a question. When I chant Hare Krishna, there is a light over my head. Still too much LSD, you know. Prabhupada said, this is okay. Just keep on chanting, it will be switched off. You know, life was simple. Devotees didn't know anything. They didn't know. When Prabhupada said we should accept the spiritual master, stated in the Shastra, they asked him, where shall we find him? You know, Prabhupada just cried. He said, my spiritual master saved me. And then some brilliant hippie, finally kicked by the super soul, asked the real question, are you our spiritual master? Prabhupada never made an advertisement for himself. He said, if you think so. And then it started actually. That was the beginning of the movement. Prabhupada is our spiritual master. It was a big thing. Now what do you do with a spiritual master? Nobody knew either. How do you worship a spiritual master? Prabhupada didn't actually say much about this. So they were just looking, you know, and then they found these pictures of this Mayavadi guru sitting on these big Vyasasans, you know. They said, oh, yeah. Therefore, you see in the early stages, you can still see it in the early editions of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada sitting on the most bizarre Vyasasams, you know, like sitting on a Vyasasam, which looks like for the sheikhs, you know, with some canopy in front and lots of colorful cushions around. And I mean, the creations, the first Vyasasam creations were hilarious, you know, it's just... When the first Vyasasan in England came up, Prabhupada saw it, he said, oh, this is not for me, this is for Lord Shiva. I don't know how he came up with that. But, you know, it was just, you know, or the first thing was just, you have pictures of Prabhupada sitting on a table. Just plain table. Prabhupada sits there, you know, and actually you don't see him, you see only the silhouette. You know why? Because next to him is a big flower pot stacked with 1/2 kilo incense burning, just, you know. They smoked Prabhupada in, you know, like this. And Prabhupada sits on a table. So that was the worship. And then Prabhupada introduced the, you know, the Guru Vandana, the song. But he stressed always, and then he said this incredible thing. He said, Guru is like God. Should be worshipped like God. That, to tell to the anti, you know, authoritative hippies, who actually became hippies in revolution to any sort of authority. Establishment. I'm coming from the generation where you could be either a drug addict, terrorist, or Hare Krishna. It was only actually 3 kind of people I knew. I didn't know the real terrorists, but some people were very enthusiastic by that. I remember first time I was an art student, and our teacher got this brilliant idea to have the study the anatomy of animals' life. How do you do that? You go to a slaughterhouse. So he took the whole school class to a huge slaughterhouse. It was extremely educational. After 1 hour, half of the school class was vegetarian. We had people fainting there. It was so horrible. It was so terrifying. It's German slaughterhouse, very well organized. Germans are very good in organizing slaughterhouses, even for humans. You are living in one of these things. This was the temple here. It was a kind of German slaughterhouse. So, devotees always get these beautiful places. So, it was very educational. And I remember we came out, we were just... And my friend from the art academy, he said, you know, how do you blow this thing up? It was kind of... Said, like, he was very brilliant in the head, so he started to calculate how much dynamite you need and, you know, to blow the whole slaughterhouse up. I told him, you're not serious. You have dynamite? And he said, well, I know people. this was already then, I knew this is useless. You cannot change anything by blowing up things. Anyway, 2 months later, the whole parking lot with all the trucks, you know, where they transported the animals, the whole parking lot with 120 trucks just burned down. You know, trucks are very, they are filled with fuel, you know, so they burn really good. So I asked him, do you have something to do with that? And he said, you know, maybe. This is an art student, you know. I told him, this is so stupid, okay, then they will buy new trucks, that's it. So what do you achieve with this? So, but that was the idea. And the best way to go in opposition and revolution was to become a Hare Krishna. It couldn't be more revolutionary. We used to go in that mood, you know. I joined this movement, there was just brahmacharis. It was not one grihastha. And then, you know, and the most senior Vaishnava was 2 years in Krishna consciousness, and he was 22 years old. That was really old. We were all 18 years old people, you know. Can you imagine what the dynamics you get there when you get a bunch of 18 years old brahmacharis, you know, and yeah, you know, just like a rugby team, you know, like women, you know, let's change the world, no, you know, this was the mood. Somehow in Prabhupada's presence, you know, it made sense. We thought, yeah, we will change the world. That's it. Yeah. You know. And it's still, the call is there, of course. You know, listening more to Prabhupada carefully, you realize how much is there to learn about how to change the world. Well, you start first by changing yourself. That's a really big job. Because without changing ourselves, we will not change the world. Sorry. No, it's not happening. So that's where the challenge really starts. So, and then Prabhupada showed us. One man, one person, changing the world. How is that possible? So many people's life being affected. People who saw Prabhupada for a few seconds changed their life. Making everlasting impression. How is it possible? That you have to be empowered. And that you cannot imitate. We can follow, but we cannot imitate. It's dangerous to imitate. So, as much people may think this is very exclusive, very fanatical, and this. I'm really very happy when one comes here to the temple, you know, and then there's a big picture of Prabhupada right away there. Right away on a temple. Right away on a wall. Yeah. There are places which is not like this. Prabhupada goes in a back seat and then comes all kinds of knowledge. Veda. No, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, don't get carried away by the flowery language of the Vedas. And they emanate from him. He's the origin of the Vedas. And he goes, you know, don't get lost. And without Prabhupada, we will be even Vedically lost. There's so much to study. Veda means knowledge. So it's addressing all kinds of aspects of life. All kinds of, I mean, anything comes from the Veda. So you can get lost. So therefore, the question is, where is the priority? What is the most important thing to do? What is the most important thing to hear about? And then Prabhupada made it so simple. No, this is important. And when devotees start to investigate and, you know, and he said, no, this is okay, but this is not for you. Yeah. What about the spiritual world? What do they do there? Prabhupada said, no, you have to go there and look. You know, he didn't. He knew first comes first. And what is the first? Well, you know, we have to learn to control the senses and the mind and survive the day without getting puffed up and start to thinking we are God. Simple things, you know. Yeah. How I stop thinking I'm God? It's a challenge. Because we are trained for this. Every morning from a childhood I woke up and thinking, this is me. In the evening I realized, no, that's not me. Anyway, next morning I picked up another identity. I was going, oh, that's me. Yeah, yeah. It lasted usually like 24 hours. The identities were changing all the time. People are picking the identities from internet, from images, from posters, from fashion shops. That's me. Yeah, I'm just chocolate. That's me. And then the fashion changes, and they change the jacket, and they change the body too. You know, they change anything. It's a whole big fashion show out there, you know. And somebody said, yeah, I would like to have something very big, and you know, but there's no bodybuilding studio for that. So next lifetime, you will be a gorilla. You can go. That's a real fashion show. And it's such a perfect suit, you will be totally convinced I'm the best gorilla. There's nothing better as to be a gorilla. It's Krishna says, I will give them the faith. I will give them the taste. I will give them the conviction. Yeah, that's me. All illusion. Because that's not me. So who is me? Yes, the identity can be derived only through Srila Prabhupada. We'll tear all that carnival show. It's like a big carnival out there. You know, so masks, fashion show. Prabhupada will tear it all down and say, no, this is you. And what is the first symptom of self-realization? Happiness. Because you get ecstatic. That's me. I don't have to pretend. I don't have to lie. You know, speculating is such a tiresome job. First you have to invent something. You know, it takes, you know, like something very special and distinct. It must be so crazy that nobody ever got that idea before. It's a hard work. You know. And then nobody will believe you, because there are billions of speculators out there as well. So you have to defend that speculation in front of others. You know. Oh, this is the way. And they go, no, this is not the way, this is the way. No, this is the way. And then, no, everybody has my way. So it's a hard job, you know, because you have so much competition. Everybody has to maintain some identity concocted. But actually to stop speculating and be just oneself, real self, so simple. And that's described here. Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalaya, or Dasan Dasan Dasa, the servant of the servant of the servant. This was always the main attack of the anti-sect movement, like in Germany there used to be. No. You are just a slave. They always published a picture in newspaper how we paint Dandavas in front of the Vyasa Sam. That was the proof. They lost the brain, they lost the identity, they lost the freedom, they are finished. Prabhupada had a simple answer to that. He said, yes, we are servant. You too. Let's compare who we are serving. Everybody must serve. Not only that, but everybody wants to serve. Prabhupada said three things. We want to serve. We want to love. We want to actually get something. We want to give something. Even the most miserly person, a gangster, a thief, he stole everything. He will come out and he will go, yeah, you can also have a little bit here. Just take. You know, I'm the big mafiosi, you are a small mafiosi. Just take a little bit. I'm very charitable. I stole it all and now you can have a little bit too. So we want to give. And we want to get. And we want to be loved. The only problem is with the wrong people in the wrong place. We go, I love you. You can ask a very simple question. If a girl comes, I love you. You can ask, who is me? Well, I love you. So who is me? Good question. If you don't know who is me, how can you love me? Well, you. You mean the hair? Yeah, you can have a little bit. Oh, yeah, take it home. Do you mean the skin? Oh, yeah, it's just falling off, you know. You can have also a little piece. You know, my brahmachari days used to be very cruel, you know, very heavy. So when the parents were writing to the bhakta, what happened to your hair? We told them, send it to mama, back. Because that's what she asked about. The hair! You can have a half a kilo, no problem. But that's brahmachari jokes. You know. We don't. Nowadays, we don't do these things like that. We are, Prabhupada was very, actually, tolerant. Yes. Don't worry, the hair will grow again. Yes. Just chant Hare Krishna. That's the important part. Prabhupada was not... Like, you know, he was not frontal. Sometimes he was, but usually Prabhupada was seeing such an amount of stupidity, he was very lenient, you know. Yes, it's the hair, yes. Just chant Hare Krishna. Then maybe you will realize you are not the hair. So it was like, you know, who is you? So how can you say I love you if you don't know who is who? The real love comes when we know who we are. That's the real love. And that cannot be limited by material circumstances. No? You know, we love and we do appreciate because the person is expressing itself through the body. So that's another mistake sometimes. Devotees try to be jagis and negate. I used to be sick, standing on Sankita on the street, you know, open pneumonia, spitting blood. Devotees are going, that's you, nothing, you are not this body. Keep on walking. So, you know, I thought I will die. It was not a real strange concept when I joined this movement. It was the first thing devotees told me when I walked in the door. Welcome, this is a great place to die. I thought it was quite a good idea at that particular point. And I thought, they are dying happily. Most people die miserably. These people are dying happily. So this was quite good. The problem is I didn't die. Not until today. I'm still in this body. And that's a problem. Because a life is long enough to be perfectly in Maya. And fall back anytime. Maya is always... Sometimes she comes around the corner and goes, Buff! She goes, what have you done? Whole life wasted. Look at these people. Now they have money. You don't. Some of them are famous. You are not. They have assets. They have houses. They have pension. You don't. What have you done? You are still a penniless Hare Krishna who hangs on the mercy of spiritual master day by day, just like that. What have you done? There's no security. You know, look at the neighbor. He's secure. He sits in his house. In front of the TV, it's his home. You have no even home. Now you are older, you should have a home. Buy yourself an apartment. How? Get a loan. Can't get any loan. You know, if I would go to any bank or any country, I have like three identities, I have three passports. Anytime in a particular country, they open the computer and they, you know, have my identity and they go, it's the empty screen with the address to it. It's just address. But there's nothing there. I just got a letter from Germany after having a German passport for 50 years. Yeah. They asked me, who are you? Where were you all the time? Because they just know I am soon to get some pension, but from what? You know, where were you? The address is there, but where were you? Because they're confused, staring at empty computer screen, you know, there's no tax declaration, there's no jobs, there's no record. It's a ghost. Didn't exist. Just a number. What happened? So this is life of a devotee. And I think, yeah, I did manage. Because when I was 16 years old, I said, I will not be like this. I will not stand every morning on a bus stop, just waiting to be transported like a cattle, you know, to the slaughterhouse. No. I will not do that. And actually, it was quite nice. By Prabhupada's mercy, I didn't have to. Oh, yes. When you get family and this, then certainly, certain things arise, certain necessities. Brahmacharis have often no idea they think, I have a problem, you know, I need new soap. It's a big problem. Please speak to any grihastha what his problem is. The grihastha sometimes they look so compassionately upon brahmacharis and they go, it's like kindergarten, it's not real, you know. They have a problem, these people. They don't understand their problem. You wake up in the morning and you work. Why? Because they have to eat. Yeah. And then, I mean, I could go endlessly like this, you know. But we know it's coming. For most of us, it's coming. And why? It's not because actually we want, because we have to. Sorry, but we have to. You know? And how do you realize somebody is a real brahmachari? Well, he's happy. He goes, you want a wife? He goes, why not? But I don't know what to do with that. What shall I do with that? Once I gave a program with, you may know him, he comes occasionally around Smita Krishna Swami in Sweden. School program. Well, we had many school programs. And school program in Sweden means that, you know, that there is just 80% girls, 20% boys. And the first question, it doesn't matter what kind of lecture you give. Do you have sex in Krishna consciousness? That's always the same, like, they didn't talk about this. Why are they asking this? No, that's always the first question you get. And you have all these 20 girls, you know, chewing on a pen, looking at you. Why don't you have any sex? It's not consciousness. So, and then I was just married. So Smita Krishna Swami looked at me and he was going, you answer this. So I tried to make some Krishna conscious explanation. No, we have a sex also in Krishna consciousness. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am the sex, which is not contradicting the principles. While I was talking, he was start to falling asleep. He was like... I was going like, okay. And then they noticed that. So they said, no, we want to know also from him. So I had to wake him up. Yes, Maharaj, they want to know, why don't you don't have sex? And he kind of woke up and he looked, you know, and he said, it's too much work. It was so convincing, nobody asked anything anymore. Because it's a lot of work, yeah. It is very complicated, it's lots of work. Dangerous, you know. The list of problems you can get out of sex life is pretty long. It starts with AIDS and ends up with paying for illness, you know, for other children, you know, which you don't even know it's yours. You know, so it's quite complicated. It's quite troublesome, you know. I mean, the thing in itself is not troublesome. I mean, any monkey knows to do that, but the results are can be quite intricate. You know, I always used to tell people 3 minutes enjoyment, 30 years misery. So, it's a good deal. What do you want? No, actually in Krishna consciousness we take it as responsibility. Responsibility to deal with our body. Yes. And also to present a picture of a human society. Human society means, yes. There's male, there's female, here we go. Anyway, I don't want to now go into this, but Prabhupada was excited. Between 1970 and 1972, he said, my Guru Maharaj preached to brahmacharis, I preach to grihasthas. That's the preaching formula for the West. Because you boys and girls are so hooked up on each other and so patched up together. So let's get married and preach. I have to say, honestly, I preached with my wife intensely before the child came up, 14 years, just, you know. I have only good memories. Sorry, I'm not recommending this as the preaching tool because I didn't know one thing and I didn't want to know that when you have a wife, sometimes you have to have a child. You know, it's connected. Then the thing becomes more complex. But otherwise, with the wife preaching, it's a great thing. People go, what about women in Krishna consciousness? You go, well, I don't know, ask her. You know, finished. They ask my wife always, do you feel suppressed in Krishna consciousness? I mean, she came from Sweden, you know. She just looked back at them, and she looked at me, and she was going, are you joking? You cannot suppress a Swedish woman, you know. It's impossible. Just a look, where they're like, okay. Just want to ask. It's impossible. That's the kingdom of feminism. Come on. In Germany, we had one Mataji. And it's a special. It was a long time ago. She was a famous actress before she joined. She was a little bit older. But she was still like one, no actress, you know. Very famous in Germany once upon a time. And she joined. Then, you know, devotees took her specially to preaching programs. And those days, really, the feminism was coming up and all this. And always the question, what about women in Krishna consciousness? So, yeah, you can ask her. And they go, do you feel suppressed in Krishna consciousness? Her preaching was so simple. She just stood up and say, do I look like that? And they were just, okay. She got even a special name when she was initiated. Her name was Kaumoda Ki Devi Dasi. That's the name of the club of Lord Vishnu, which is decorated with the blood of the demons. Her preaching was ferocious. She could say things. I was going, oh my God, if I would be as a man saying this, like people will call police, you know. No, she was just... And she had connection to the prime minister and all this. And she could go on TV live and tell the prime minister he's stupid and it's just like this. Normally you don't do things like that. You know, but she was a bit bold. Anyway, so that's Kali Yuga, it's woman speaking, everybody. And me managing for, you know, for 20 years, Mataji's parties on Sankirtan, it's ferocious. I was just thinking, that's Krishna's humor up on the German nation. It was in Germany, you know. Germans can be so arrogant. But little Mataji comes up and, hello! The big German just... You know, just like that. They have other powers. So Brahmachari, you don't have... You cannot do that. They just... The big fat German comes out and he goes, I will not buy the book. What will you do when I don't buy the book? And she goes, then I will cry. Okay. Simple. I told this Mataji, you will really cry? He said, are you joking? He's stupid. You know, they can cheat like this. Men are too gross for this. They're just... We are simple creatures, you know. We are on or off. Ladies, it's a whole orchestra coming. It's a whole... And, you know, they can do things. We are just, yes, no, good, bad, you know. Very simple. There's a joke going on amongst women. If you want something really simple, get yourself a man. You know, it's material nature's design like this, you know, it's just, so all this can be used in Krishna consciousness. And this is how Prabhupada showed us, it was very practical. Therefore he did this incredible arrangements which was never done before. he allowed like Mataji's to join preaching field like this and involve them like this and put it together like that. And he took part in marriages, you know, sannyasi getting people married. It's hilarious. You know. So because there was nobody else. What Prabhupada did for us, we cannot imagine how far he had to go to create, you know, a human society. Prabhupada vocabulary had to create a human society. And then put us in a preaching field, entirely unqualified. Preaching what? We had no idea what we are preaching. Even now we are trying to understand what we are saying actually. In Krishna Consciousness, you say something, Bhagavatam here, and then you try to understand what you are saying. And people go, how do you know all this? He said, I don't know anything. I'm just repeating here, sorry. So we are learning as we are talking. It's a foul school, you know. You go to school, teachers don't know one damn thing. And they are there. Okay, I was put here, I have to teach you. Okay, here are the books. That's the important part. The books, okay. So in the books, it's like that. And the children go, oh yeah, that's very interesting. Sometimes, you know, the stupidity between the child, between the student and the teacher is not that much difference. Sorry, it sounds controversial, but it's not that much difference. The only thing is that they all have the same book. That's the important part. And they are all learning. We are all learning, all the time. The learning process never stops in Krishna consciousness. As a matter of fact, the more you know, the more you understand how much more is there to know and how little you know. So actually, therefore, Krishna says the first symptom of somebody acquiring knowledge is humility, but the real one, not the painted one, you know. Looking at the other, well, he thinks he is humble, but he's not as humble as me, you know. I am more humble. That's the, who is the most humble here game, you know. Just. You know, I mean, who do we want to cheat? Krishna is there, he sees. And the test is coming. Krishna goes, no, you are not so humble. I am humble! You know, yeah, well, that's all their problem. So, the real humility comes by knowing that we are not knowing. And knowing where the knowledge comes from. Should never understand, never forget to understand that we are just working with gifts. We didn't create anything. It was just given to us. We didn't know even how to live. We didn't know how to eat, sleep, mate, and defend. That's the basic things, okay? No, we didn't know. To eat, what? Sleep, how? Sex life, how? When, who, what? We didn't know. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, even these four things we didn't know. And defending, we didn't know where to take shelter. We didn't know. So that's all coming from Prabhupada. Prabhupada had to start with a very basic level, basic rules. No smoking in a kitchen. That was one of the first rules he established. Yeah. Wash your hands. Very important rule. You know. Yeah. But Prabhupada had to deal with. You cannot imagine when you read the testimonies of the early disciples. You know, when the first Lord Jagannath deities were carved, you know, Prabhupada came in to inspect the work and there was a pack of cigarettes lying on Jagannath's head. You know. Prabhupada was so amazing. He said, maybe you can reduce the cigarettes to 3 a day. First you reduce, then you stop. But Prabhupada did it in such a way, actually, that the devotee stopped immediately. It was so embarrassing. Prabhupada just looked at you and you were like, okay, okay, I will never do this again. Okay, that's stupid. That's purity. He was so pure, he just embarrassed us all. cannot do this. Prabhupada comes, you know, he cannot do that. There's one really beautiful testimony from one of my godbrothers who said, there was always problems. You put hippies together, I mean, you know. It was always, you know, and he said that he heard, and she said, and then, always. Prabhupada was sometimes heavily addressing it. He said, you Americans, you know only how to fight each other too. You know, it's always, call you guys like this. But when Prabhupada came, you could have a conflict with that devotee 5 minutes ago. It was finished. Prabhupada is coming. Okay. And it was suddenly, everything was completely Vaikuntha. All instantly. Prabhupada is coming. Ah, immediately. Finished. You could have the most heavy conflict with another devotee. When Prabhupada was just before he arrived already, things settled. Therefore you see it on the photos, you see it everywhere. When Prabhupada comes, everybody is just... 5 minutes ago they were like this, you know. It's amazing. So this is wonderful. It's like, and when he left, then it was still lasting for a little while, and then, you know, start again. So the secret is how to keep Prabhupada always here. And then so many problems will be removed. Actually, they will not be removed, are they, all the time? But you realize this is not the way, and this is no use. You know, when you are 45 years in Krishna consciousness, you look back. How many of these people suddenly you realized? How many of these people you saw who were like saying something important now? Then he's dead. He's gone. Another one comes. He was in Maya. Then he's also gone. It's just names left. You know? It's just names, pictures. The persons are gone. Being at particular point, at particular time, very dominant, very important. And then swept away by time. We cannot imagine how easily we get forgotten. Just like that. You know? So that's a good thing to think about, because then what's the use to struggle for our false ego? What's the use to struggle for our name, fame and glory and all that thing? What really remains is the service. And all glories to those who ever appeared under the title ISKCON and did some service. Because that remains. That's what actually really remains. That's what recorded. And Krishna says it will never go in vain. So we should just collect every day our quota on service. Fill up the spiritual bank accounts. They will never be emptied out. And this is actually what remains. Otherwise, we are just very temporary appearances here. It's just a few days. And they tell me, Senior Vaishnava. Senior, I just joined yesterday. I still feel often like I'm just 18, you know, regarding that, and just try to check my rounds and, you know, and do something. Senior what? No, you are still here, yeah, but that's an achievement, yeah. I'm still here. Yeah, great. Some are not, yeah, well, I'm sorry, but I'm still here, okay. Yeah, it's really an achievement. So we should know that. And in this perspective, just do our service every day, collect whatever little mercy we can get. And then We had a wonderful life. I had a fantastic life. And all the misery and all the everything to it, it all had a purpose. It was exactly designed, assigned to me. There was no one chance, nothing. Everything had precise a purpose. When you start to understand that and get a little bit overview, you think, what a amazing mercy that Krishna can get that much involved with such an insignificant soul. If we would know how Krishna pays attention to us, we would start more paying attention to him. You know, if we would really know how much he loves us and how much he pays attention, then maybe we could also respond a little bit better. Same thing for Srila Prabhupada. So, I don't want to... I know, I'm here on the time schedule. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. See, we have no time for... You have to say, you know me, I can... I can sit here 8 o'clock in the evening still, you know, it's just like... That didn't change. Sometimes the presidents are, those who are still, there are not many left, but those who are left and know me, they are alarmed always, you know, they always put that clock and they always appear in a door and just this Vaishnava gesture, you know. As you think, I don't know if there's some questions to time with that. Some comment? Huh?
Just a comment. Thank you very much for the wonderful lecture. There's one pastime of one devotee was in the world, but Prabhupada the most fallen. And then Prabhupada says, you're the most fallen.
Most what?
You're the most fallen.
Yeah. Prabhupada didn't like this most. Yeah. But Prabhupada was so exciting to be with him because you never knew what you get. Sometimes he was very, yes. And sometimes he was just, he knew exactly the position of the heart. So he was just responding accordingly. He didn't have to actually to say anything, just looking. You know, and you were like, better I don't ask anything anymore. Then Prabhupada said, why don't you ask something? And those who were trained, they knew this is a trap. You know. Prabhupada said, yeah, ask something. And Prabhupada just, you know, and then he said, well, Prabhupada, I think. And he said, why are you thinking? He didn't even finish, you know. You're not thinking, you're speculating. I was just, and you already finished before you started. You said, why did I step into that trap? I should have been quiet. Prabhupada knew how to. You could never stay neutral or passive in front of Prabhupada. There was always something happening. The most amazing things happened. The most simple people emerged like wonderful and bright and intelligent. And the most bright people emerge like total idiots. You know, you never knew what you get. It's just like it was exciting, but very threatening for your false ego. It was, you never knew what you get there. So that's called self-realization. That word self-realization was actually had a very practical form. That was the way Prabhupada perceives you. If he told you you were an idiot, then you were a self-realized idiot. If he told you you are great, then you actually were great. It's all defined by Prabhupada. If you tell you are grihastha, you got married. If you tell you are sannyasi, you got sannyas. It all made sense only in connection with Prabhupada. And the less Prabhupada was involved, especially when you were forced to serve through Vani, through instruction, he was not physically available anymore, the more things started to become cloudy again. Who is me? This is not, Krishna consciousness is not for designations. Oh, that's me. No. We are that, what Prabhupada thinks we are. You can designate yourself as you want. You know, dress yourself up and that's me. Well, let's see. I didn't join this movement to play some designation game, to hold societies like this. I'm a professor, doctor. You know, I remember the professor in Berlin once I met. He was completely addicted to sweets. So he said, you know, I'm the dentist, I study Vedas, but you know, these sweets you have here, can I have more? He was completely out of control, so I was just feeding him sweets all the time. And the whole discussion, just we couldn't finish a point because he was always just... And then he had a secretary, a young blonde girl. She came in and said, Mr. Professor, do you need something? And he was like, as he stated in a Veda. He was finished just by that girl entering room. And I was, you know, young brahmachari. I was sitting there in his office, you know, and want to sell him a set of Prabhupada's books. And I was just thinking, my God, this is really so simple. I give the guy a sweets, he's finished. A girl comes in the door, he is finished. Big professor. So, you cannot lie to Prabhupada. Not possible. You cannot pretend. And we didn't join here to play a game of pretense. Krishna is so nice. Prabhupada said, you are tired? And take rest. You are hungry? And eat something. Simple. Devotees are going, I can do that? There was this story of a devotee fanning Prabhupada during the lecture with the Chamara. And he was so finished. He was just... And he came closer and closer. And Prabhupada was lecturing and he was... So he stopped and he just looked at the devotee and he was so gone he didn't even notice there's no more lecture. He was just... Because he was attached, he didn't want to give that. Then he realized, there's no sound. Prabhupada is not lecturing anymore. And then Prabhupada looked at him, he was like, "Whoa!" And Prabhupada looked at him and said, go to sleep. And he was like, oh, thank you for the instruction. Devotees sometimes very strange, you know. They put themselves up to standards they cannot keep. They travel to places they shouldn't be, you know. It's very strange, you know. Why are they doing this? And people will notice that. However in Maya people are, but they notice, you know, you are playing kind of games here, isn't it? You know. Yeah. They notice that. It's amazing. However they are in Maya, they know if we are for real or not. In Germany used to challenge us, you think you know everything? I said, no, I don't. But I have here a book, I have a teacher. What is your book and what is your teacher? We can challenge like this. And you realize they have no book and they have no teacher. So that makes us still better. And they cannot argue with that. Because I just admit it, yes, I don't know. But here, I know. Prabhupada even said that you don't have to trust me, but you must trust the Vedas. If you take shelter in the, you know, behind the Guru Parampara, you are undefeatable. Nobody can defeat this. But otherwise us, we are just tools, little, hopefully, little some useful, little screws. So, you know. Falsity, people see that. But sometimes we have no other choice. We have to look like devotee, you know. Even we don't really. You know. There's a little Ravana inside and a little Hiranyakashipu and all this. Therefore when you play Sietra, To find somebody who is going to play the demons amongst devotees is easy. I used to play Ravana always, you know. We had a theater in Stockholm. I was pretty good Ravana. Devotees laughed at, you know, when I was standing there just thinking, I'm God. I could say it so convincingly. They were like, Jai! Perfect demon. But to play Lord Chaitanya and to play, you know, it's more difficult. That's actually more demanding. To look humble. To look arrogant, we have no problem. So, yeah. So this only through Prabhupada we can, not like we got a devotional identity, but we could reactivate that. We are devotees. But the question is, how can we reveal that identity? How can we be ourselves, the real devotees? And this coming only through Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
His name is my Lord.